honey. I have a question. Just a quick one. So, I feel like we've gotten far enough in our relationship to just finally be able to ask this question. And yes, it's important. No, yeah, everything's fine. It's just, would you love me as a worm? No, this is serious. I saw a video online of, you know, people talking about that with their partners, and I wanted to discuss it with you. Hypothetically, if I just magically turned into a worm one day, would you still love me? Be honest, like brutally honest. Really? That's like surprisingly sweet from you. Huh, well, if it was the other way around and you just magically turned into a worm one day, I would make you like a little enclosure or something. Yes, of course. Even though you're not a human anymore, I do want to take care of you. And come on, worms do so much good for us anyways. They give us good soil and make sure everything decomposes right. And they're so cute. They're just like little snakes, but not dangerous at all. Every time I see them on the sidewalk, I try to just push them towards the dirt. Yes, of course I do. I feel bad for them. Imagine how scared and confused they are. They just want to go home like the rest of us. Well, I don't really know if worms can feel pain or even feel emotion to begin with, but in the off chance that they do, I want to help them feel a little relieved. Just a little comfortable, even in their final moments. Oh, I love worms. They're so cute. So yes, if you were to become a worm, I would treat you with the utmost respect that a worm deserves. And the love that I have for you, of course. What made me think of this? Well, again, I was scrolling through social media and I just saw these really cute posts where people were like, I would love you in every universe we were in. And it reminded me of you. Yes, of course it did. I gave it a lot of thought, but really, I don't think I could imagine a life without you in it somehow. Because in every scenario that I think of, I always see you in it. Made me come to realize that I don't think I could ever live without you, even if you're just a worm. So in a way, I have a feeling in every other lifetime, you're just in my life. So even though I probably sound like super crazy right now, thank you for being a part of my life, my lives. Oh, sweetie. Well, I'm just glad that we're able to be there for one another. You entered my life in a time where I really just needed somebody. I needed somebody to pull me back up on my feet, and you were there. You were so patient with me and so understanding when I had my issues, and you wanted to work through everything together. Because of the way you've treated me, I don't think I could ever let you go. Yeah, that's right. You're stuck with me forever. My little adorable worm. Hey, listen, I know that hypothetical is probably never going to happen ever, but I do want to practice just in case. Hey, you never know. Technology is getting crazy nowadays, and the last thing I would want to be is unprepared. So in the very off chance that it does happen, I'll know what to do, and I won't panic. Okay, all I ask is that you just pretend to be a worm. You can't talk to me using words, so you just gotta use your little worm body to communicate to me. Morse code? That is really smart, but unfortunately, I am not that smart, and I don't know any Morse code. I wish I did, though. So, keeping that in mind, you gotta do something else in order to communicate to me. Maybe, like, I don't know, a little wormy dance? I'm a genius. Wait, I have an idea. How about we perform our own specific worm dance? And in the off chance that one of us gets turned into a worm, We can perform our worm dance to the other, and then we'll know that it's each other. Oh my gosh, I'm a genius. What are you laughing for? This is serious business. You never know. I want to be prepared for any outcome, so it's good to just think ahead of times. But on a more serious note, if he actually turned into a worm, I would get really sad. Yes, of course. I mean, like, I will do everything that I can to ensure your life as a worm is a good one, but ultimately, worms don't live that long. Oh, now I made myself sad. Please don't turn into a worm. Even though I will love you regardless, I want you to stay around for as long as possible. So we can experience so many things that we've just always wanted to do. And unfortunately, a lot of those require you to be a fully functioning human being. Or just a human being. I know you're not going to turn into a worm anytime soon, but you never know. Technology is getting really scary nowadays. So I'm just not taking any chances. You're not taking me very seriously, are you? Well, this is a very serious matter, and if you ever turn into a worm, then you can't say that I didn't warn you. In fact, you can't say anything at all. You would just have to hope that I remembered your worm dance. Which I did, so don't you worry. You're all set. So in a nutshell, yes, I would love you a ton, even if you were a worm. And I expect you to do the same for me. I know it's going to be a little difficult showing your appreciation to a worm, but we can make it happen. I'll show you how much I appreciate you by giving you the best soil there is, making sure that you're comfortable, and fighting every single bird that ever tries to come near you. I will not take any chances. You know that. I don't care if they're cute. I will enact lethal force if I need to. So, yeah, don't you worry. I will keep you in good hands no matter what. Why am I saying all of this? Well, I really was curious on if you would love me if I was a worm. But at the end of it, I'm starting to realize something. I think what I'm trying to really say here is, no matter how much you change, I will always be there to take care of you. And to be honest, a lot of old people look like worms anyway. So even when you're old and crinkly, I will be there to take care of you. And I will be old and crinkly as well, so I don't know, just the idea of being able to take care of you no matter what is just, it warms my heart. I want to be there for you for the rest of your life, and I don't think I could ever let you go. So no matter what form you take, no matter how much your body changes throughout the years, I will be there. I promise. And you can't get rid of me.